maybe not answered some of the practical, specific practical questions that was posed to us today. We tried to note down as many questions as possible as you were reading them out. So we will go back and listen to it over again. If any questions, if you have missed any questions, we will definitely come back with a response at tomorrow's session. But I wanted to clarify two issues that were raised just now. In terms of reviewing cases in light of the views of this committee, the reason why we're saying that the government cannot interfere is that it's a matter of because these cases have been decided on by the judiciary, we cannot go and say, hey, here's a decision, why don't you review the case now? And the reason for this is because the Supreme Court's regulation does provide for a mechanism for review. It is stated that, you know, the circumstances where a case can be submitted for review, it's detailed in the Supreme Court's regulation. For instance, the regulation states that a review is permissible when considering the nature of the case, if the case completely disregards the law, rendering it illegal, or when new evidence is received after the case is decided, or in any other situation where gross injustice is evident. Meaning there is a mechanism in place for any person to submit their case for review at the Supreme Court if it fits the criteria mentioned in the Supreme Court regulation. I also wanted to provide some clarity in relation to incorporation of ICCPR. How it works in the Maldives is because we're a dualist state. Once we become party, once we ratify a convention, the state is obligated to perform the actions perform the obligations under the particular treaty or convention. However, Article 93 of our constitution states that citizens will only be required to act in compliance with treaties ratified by the state as provided for by a law that is enacted by the parliament, which is why we require legislations to come into place codifying what is already there in the conventions. So in terms of ICCPR, to give you an example of how we have done that in the past, once we ratified the CAT Convention, we also enacted a law called the Anti-Torture Act, basically codifying everything that's in the CAT Convention. So with regard to ICCPR, there's no one specific law on ICCPR. We've just covered it in different legislations, giving effect to the rights provided in ICCPR through our laws. Is there anything else that I can cover?
Thank you, Ms. Faina. I would like to give the floor, we have just 3 minutes, just to answer some of the questions. I would like to give the floor to Mr. Yusam.
Thank you, Attorney.